KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
Well, St. Albert has officially become the 11th member of the Hawkeye 10 Conference. The St. Albert School Board voted unanimously last night to join the conference, making it official that the school will join the Hawkeye 10 in the fall of 2013. The Council Bluffs School was invited to the conference earlier this summer following a 3 to 4 year process where Hawkeye 10 Conference officials sent out surveys to a number of possible members. St. Albert had been a member of the Centennial Conference in Nebraska. This is the first change in membership for the conference since 1993, when Denison and Kemper Catholic joined, turning the Hawkeye 8 into the Hawkeye 10. The Hawkeye 10 Conference Board of Directors voted unanimously June 10th to accept St. Albert as the 11th school. In high school girls regional volleyball play last night in 3A quarterfinal round action, it was Glenwood defeating Atlantic 3-0. ADM over Winterset 3-0. Carroll beat Storm Lake 3 in a row. Harlan a 3-game sweep over Denison. And Red Oak also a 3-game sweep over Creston. In 4A quarterfinal round action, it was Abraham Lincoln defeating Lewis Central by a score of 3-1 last night. Well, tonight the postseason continues with 2A and 1A regional quarterfinal round play. Class 2A action tonight, Tri-Center plays at St. Albert. It'll be Clarinda hosting Shenandoah, Missouri Valley at Logan Magnolia. Kemper Catholic is home to East Sac County, and Audubon will travel to Des Moines Christian tonight. Those matches all getting underway at 7 o'clock. Also tonight at 7 o'clock, 1A quarterfinal round play. It'll be Coon Rapids Bayard at Guthrie Center, Earlham playing at Adair Casey, Lamoni goes to Mount Air, Corning is at Bedford, Riverside plays at Stanton, Nishnabotna is at Fremont Mills, and Arweva will play at Woodbine tonight, 7 o'clock on those as well. Well, the weekly Associated Press High School Football Top 10 ratings came out yesterday afternoon. Here's a look at the poll this week. In Class 4A, West Des Moines Valley was rated number one again this week. In 3A, Clear Lake is number one. ADM is at number three, while Creston checks in at number nine. Also of note, Boyden Hull Rock Valley is at number two in the list this week. Second ranked and undefeated, they got one first place vote as well. The Nighthawks will face Atlantic tomorrow night in a high school football playoff game in 3A, which we'll have for you here on the air. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock will be kickoff in that contest. Also, Class 2A, Iowa City Regina is ranked number one in this week's poll. Also, Kemper Catholic is at number six this week. In Class 1A, Emmitsburg is the new number one as they jump over St. Albert. Both teams 9-0. St. Albert, the season-long number one pick, is now in second place. Also, Panorama's ranked sixth with Logan Magnolia number eight. In Class A, Lisbon is number one this week. They're the new number one, while Elkhorn Xira EHK checks in at number nine in this week's list. And in the eight-man class, it's Armstrong Ringstead staying at the top with Fremont Mills ranked number two. East Mills is ninth in this week's poll. Iowa State quarterback Steele Jantz' turnover-prone play left him fighting to keep his job heading into last week's game against Texas A&M. Jantz' first toss was then picked off, and by the end of the opening quarter, Coach Paul Rhodes turned to untested redshirt freshman Jared Barnett. Barnett played the rest of the way in a 33-17 loss to the 16th-ranked Aggies, and he'll get his first career start Saturday when the struggling Cyclones travel to face Texas Tech. Rhodes says Jantz has lost confidence since injuring his foot in a win over Connecticut last month. Iowa State has scored just 34 points in its last two games. University of Houston Regents will meet Thursday to authorize the school chancellor to negotiate a move to a new athletic conference. Houston is one of the teams being courted by the Big East, which is trying to expand to 12 members. The Cougars currently play in Conference USA and are ranked 18th in the current Associated Press football poll. More than 300 football and men's basketball players from Arizona, Georgia Tech, Kentucky, Purdue, and UCLA want the NCAA and college presidents to set aside a cut of TV sports revenue for student-athletes to cover the cost of their education. A petition signed by the players asked the NCAA to realize its mission to educate and protect us with integrity. The National College Players Association, an athletes' advocacy group, provided the Associated Press with copies of the document for release on Monday. Players started sending the petition to the NCAA last week. The issue of whether to pay college athletes has been getting increased attention at a time when major college football programs from Miami to Ohio State have endured scandals involving impermissible benefits to players. At the same time, athletic conferences have made lucrative new television deals. Before now, athletes themselves had not voiced their opinions on such big numbers. NCAA President Mark Emmert is backing a proposal to allow conferences to increase grants to student-athletes by $2,000. Emmert says the extra money is designed to more closely approach the full cost of attending college beyond the athletic scholarships that athletes receive for tuition, fees, room, board, and books. He told the Knight Commission on Intercollegiate Athletics that the proposal will be finalized this week, and he'll ask the NCAA Division I Board of Directors to support it at their meeting on Thursday. In the NFL last night, Maurice Jones-Drew ran for 105 yards against the NFL's best run defense. Josh Scobie kicked four field goals, and the Jacksonville Jaguars snapped a five-game slide with a 12-7 victory over the Baltimore Ravens. Stepping into the national spotlight for one night, the Jaguars used their best defensive effort in 5 years to slow down Ray Rice, Joe Flacco, and company. Jacksonville, now 2-5, didn't allow a first down until the 5:26 mark of the third quarter, a mix of stout defense and inept offense. Flacco finally got the 4-2 Ravens on the scoreboard with a little more than 2 minutes remaining. Baltimore had a final possession, but Drew Coleman stepped in front of Ed Dixon and intercepted Flacco's pass to end the threat. Adante Robinson's agent says the NFL has reduced the fine it levied on the Falcons' cornerback for a hit on Philadelphia's Jeremy Maclin last month. The veteran DB had $15,000 chopped from a $40,000 fine after his appeal. It's the second straight year that Robinson has had a fine reduced. He was ordered to pay $50,000 for his hit on Philadelphia's DeSean Jackson last season that left both players with concussions. He ended up paying $25,000. Washington Redskins running back Tim Hightower is out for the season with a torn ACL in his left knee, and receiver Santana Moss will miss 5 to 7 weeks with a broken bone in his left hand. Both were injured in Sunday's loss at Carolina. Washington has now lost five offensive starters to significant injuries in the last two games. Elsewhere, Detroit Lions head coach Jim Schwartz says quarterback Matthew Stafford is day-to-day after hurting his right ankle late in Saturday and Sunday's loss to the Atlanta Falcons. Schwartz wouldn't go into details about x-rays or MRI, although he did hint that the injury wasn't overly serious. The Bengals returned from their bye week and cleared Adam Pac-Man Jones to resume practicing. The veteran cornerback has missed the first six games as he recovers from two surgical procedures on his neck in the past year. He can practice with the team for 3 weeks before it has to decide whether to put him on the active roster. St. Louis Rams coach Steve Spagnuolo says Sam Bradford remains in a walking boot, and he isn't sure of his number one quarterback's availability for Sunday's game against the Saints. Bradford has been shut down since Friday in hopes that will help his high left ankle sprain heel. I'll have more sports after this time out.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, Mike Napoli provided a huge extra base hit for the second straight night to help the Texas Rangers take a 3-2 lead in the World Series. Napoli stroked a tie-breaking two-run double in the bottom of the eighth inning as the Rangers beat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-2 Monday. That two-bagger comes on the heels of his three-run homer in Sunday's 4-0 shutout of the Redbirds. The Cardinals turned consecutive walks into a 2-0 lead in the second inning as Yadier Molina hit a run-scoring single and Skip Schumacher added an RBI grounder. The Rangers eventually tied the game on solo homers by Mitch Moreland and Adrian Beltre before Napoli's hit put Texas on the brink of its first World Series title in franchise history. The Cardinals left the bases loaded twice in the game and stranded 12 runners overall. Albert Pujols was intentionally walked three times while going 0-for-2, leaving him 0-for-6 since his 5-hit, 3-homer, 6-RBI performance in Game 3 Saturday. Darren Oliver worked a perfect 8th inning to earn the victory. Octavio Dotel was the loser, although Mark Zepchinski served up Napoli's go-ahead hit. Zepchinski allowed a possible inning-ending double play grounder bounce off his glove for an infield hit that loaded the bases and set up Napoli's heroics. Neftali Feliz retired Pujols on a strike-him-out, throw-him-out double play in the 9th before he fanned Lance Berkman to collect the save. Game 6 is set for Wednesday evening in St. Louis. Colby Lewis will attempt to close it out for the Rangers, while the Cardinals will try to stay alive with Jaime Garcia on the mound. In other baseball news, Ben Sherrington is set to be introduced as the new general manager of the Boston Red Sox. Today, he replaces his former boss, Theo Epstein, who resigned from the Red Sox Friday to become president of baseball operations for the Cubs. Sherrington has been handling many of the duties of general manager because Epstein's departure had been expected. The Phillies have declined the 2012 options for pitchers Roy Oswalt and Brad Lidge. Oswalt gets a $2 million buyout instead of $16 million next season. Lidge receives a $1.5 million buyout instead of $12.5 million next year. Oswalt was 9-10 with a .369 earned run average in 23 starts for the Phillies this past season. The three-time All-Star right-hander was acquired in a trade with Houston on July 29th of 2010. He was 16-11 with a .296 ERA and 35 starts for Philadelphia. Lidge went 0-2 with one save and a .140 earned run average in 25 appearances for the Phillies in 2011. In four seasons with Philadelphia, Lidge was 3-11 with 100 saves and a .373 earned run average. He was 1-1 with 12 saves in 12 opportunities and a .177 earned run average in the postseason. Jim Thome isn't ready to retire, telling the City Club of Cleveland he still has a passion to play and continue his pursuit of an elusive World Series ring. The 41-year-old Thome is eighth all-time with 604 home runs and returned to the Indians late this season. He becomes a free agent after the World Series. In the National Hockey League last night, Philadelphia beat Toronto 4-2. It was Florida over Montreal 2-1, and the New York Rangers a 2-1 winner over Winnipeg. Iowa State has signed Canadian point guard Nazareth Long. Cyclones officials say Long, a 6'4 product of Mississauga, Ontario, signed a financial aid agreement with Iowa State on Monday. Long played for Findlay Prep in Nevada last season after starring for Montrose Christian in Maryland in 2009 and 2010. Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg says Long is a great ball handler who thrives on getting his teammates involved. Long's eligibility for the upcoming season is uncertain. He could enroll in school for the spring semester, though it's unlikely he'd be able to see much playing time this season. Long picked the Cyclones after making an official visit last weekend. He selected Iowa State over offers from Missouri, Dayton, Miami, and Creighton. Iowa State is set to pose a fascinating question to the rest of college basketball this season. Can a team made up almost entirely of transfers win anything? Iowa State will start transfers Royce White, Chris Allen, and Chris Babb this season as part of a grand experiment by second-year coach Fred Hoiberg. He's adopted an unorthodox rebuilding strategy the rest of the Big 12 will be keeping a close eye on. Iowa State, which finished 16-16 last season, opens against Lehigh on November 12th. And more than a dozen IndyCar drivers met with series officials for 3 hours to discuss ways to make the sport safer. That gathering is a response to Dan Weldon's death on October 16th in a fiery 15-car crash at the season finale in Las Vegas, and it comes less than 48 hours after his funeral in St. Petersburg, Florida. Two of Weldon's closest friends, Dario Franchitti and Tony Kanaan, say they talked about how to prevent another fatal crash. Neither discussed specific proposals. Kanaan says drivers must continue to push for better safety measures during the six-month off-season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishta Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.